For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Washington Post is reporting special counsel Robert Mueller raised the possibility of a subpoena to President Trump's lawyers if he refused to talk to investigators. Earlier, 49 or so questions that the Mueller team is prepared to ask the president was leaked to the press. Robert Mueller's boss is pushing back against pressure from Republicans in Congress.
There have been people who have been making threats privately and publicly against me.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who is overseeing the Russia investigation, said that he would not back down even after a group of Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill drafted articles of impeachment against him.
And I think they should understand by now the Department of Justice is not going to be extorted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The White House is blasting the Iran nuclear agreement ahead of President Trump's decision on whether to pull the U.S. out of the deal. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it was a mistake for the Obama administration to enter the deal in the first place.
Iran lied on the front end. They were dishonest actors. And so the deal that was made on things that weren't accurate. And we have a big problem with that.
Sanders also says U.S. officials were given a heads up from Israel ahead of Prime Minister Netanyahu's announcement this week that evidence shows Iran lied about its nuclear program. All but a handful of the Central American migrants that reached the U.S.-Mexican border in a caravan are still waiting on the Mexican side to turn themselves in, hoping to win asylum in the United States. Officials aren't saying how many migrants have been allowed to be interviewed by the asylum officers, but organizers put that number at 8. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
There's a new study out about your heart. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
This new study reports that African Americans suffering from heart failure are less likely than white patients to get care from a heart specialist. Earlier research showing care overseen by a cardiologist does improve survival rates for heart failure patients. The new study by researchers at the University of Arizona found white patients are 40% more likely than blacks to get primary care from a cardiologist. The doctor who directed the study says bias in clinical decision making often leads to unequal treatment for racial and ethnic minorities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Chief James Comey says President Trump's attacks on the Bureau make the nation less safe. He says they undermine the public confidence.
That the institution is honest, competent, and independent, and so in hundreds and thousands of ways that can affect public safety.
He also says it could lead to crime victims no longer believing an agent knocking on their door is there to help, or that an agent testifying before a jury can be believed. When asked about Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, Comey didn't give details or say what questions he would ask the president if it were him, saying only, it's logical that Mueller is seeking to interview the president. The questions Robert Mueller is expected to ask the president were leaked earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.